Today I'm talking to Francesco Neri. He is 35 years old, was born in Italy, and he's a professional biologist. Hello, Mr. Neri, or should I say Dr. Neri?
Hello, yes, you can call me Dr. Neri. Yeah, I am a molecular biologist with a doctorate degree, so you can call me Doctor.
So you're from Italy. Where in Italy are you from?
I come from Tuscany, that is in the middle of Italy, and I get my studies there in Siena, and then I move in Netherlands, and then I move again in the north of Italy. So my last 5 years I was in Torino, where I perform my postdoc studies, and then I move here.
So now you are here in Jena, in Thuringia, to work as a scientist on the Leibniz Institute. How long have you been here for?
I am here from March, but just to see the city, to start with something, but I am officially here from July, where I started to build up my new research group on epigenetics of aging.
You are here at the Leibniz Institute, and your researches are about aging. Why are you interested in research of aging?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. This during my past research, I touched several areas, including basic research on developmental questions, on embryonic stem cells, on induced pluripotent stem cells, and also on cancer. I found these research areas very interesting, but I always wondered how many of my research could lead to really important results and provide solid foundation for improving the quality of human life. And so during the last years, I approached the topic of aging, and I was really fascinated by the fact that it is an extremely concrete issues, and is a very touchable topic, and that it is involving all the people, and this topic has an unlimited translation potential for improving human health. You know that during the last century, the human global life expectancy is basically doubled, unveiling all the health, social, and also economical problems connected with aging. I think that this is a very hot topic at the moment, and that all of us should be closer to this problem and take care of it. And as a scientist, I feel that studying this topic is the right thing to do now.
Yeah, it is a very hot topic for everybody, so also for me. So you are an expert, and I would like to become 100 years old. Tell me, how can I achieve that?
Yeah, thank you. This is another interesting question, and I think it's a $1 million request. Maybe you can ask to yourself this: how can I become a healthy and vigorous centenary man? This is maybe more important, no? Because it doesn't matter how much you are living. What is important, I think, how you are living. Of course, I don't have a real answer to your question that will definitively work at 100%. But we can discuss of a couple of points. First of all, aging is a multifactorial process leading to two big major problems. The first one is that during aging you are going to lose the functionality of your body, of your organs, of your tissues. And the second problem is that during aging you have a high probability to get diseases. And for both these issues, there are several causes, like genetics, of course, your DNA is important, and there is also lifestyle, if you are smoking, if you are getting a balanced diet or other things, if you are making sports. And of course, I think the component important is luck. I mean, if you are lucky. I think that so far, the best solution is to be aware of what is happening to our body. And we should try to prevent, or at least to reduce, these critical points. So we should be aware of what we can do to improve our lifestyle. That could be an important point. You can try.
So how big is the influence of having a healthy lifestyle? A lot of people doing some sports or eating just vegetables, is it a point where I can make my life longer?
Yeah, that's true. The point you mentioned, they are true. And I think all the people know that, but sometimes they don't want to know that. And besides a genetic predisposition, your lifestyle can influence your lifespan up to 70%. It's a big percentage. And so smoking, overweight, stronger radiation, or no sports will surely decrease lifespan. In statistical terms, every cigarette you are smoking shortens your life by 7 minutes. It's quite a lot. In our understanding, your genes define a frame of how old you can get under optimal conditions, but external factors like accidents, diseases, lifestyle, these factors decide whether you can tap the full potential. That's clear.
Let's talk about you. Your specialist field is epigenetic of age. Tell me in simple words, what are you researching for?
I will try to explain you what is epigenetics, but it's not so easy. And I will try to make an example, maybe can be cleaner. And the epigenome is the field of the epigenetic studies. The epigenome is the container and the structure of the our genetic information, of the DNA. And you can imagine the DNA as a book collection, and that contains all the information of life. The epigenome is the library. It's composed by shelves and drawers. And some of these you can open, and you can take the book and you can read. Some of these shelves and drawers you cannot open because they are locked, they are closed. And so the epigenomes is the structure that leads to read some information along the DNA. And it's very important because it's a sort of a regulator of DNA. And during aging, this epigenome changes, making accessible some books that shouldn't be open, and vice versa. Thus leading to the dysfunction in tissues and organs. And my lab is investigating the fundamentals of this process, how the epigenome is altered during aging, how this alteration can lead to transcriptional activation of some genes with respect to other.
Does the reason for why we are becoming old lie in our cells, in our genes, maybe? And what is happening to our cells when we are becoming old? Are they maybe just wearing off?
Yes, that's partially true. When we are old, some molecular mechanisms in our cells are not working properly. This probably because there is an accumulation of damage, mutations, and errors that become more and more dangerous and not repairable. And this will reduce the functionality of organs and increase the appearance of multiple diseases.
when the people in our society are now getting older and older, does it mean that we are now treating ourselves better than before?
Yeah, basically, yes. You have always the right answer. Yeah. The increase in average lifespan is based on our living conditions, of course, which have highly improved during the last century. I think really highly. And people now have a better lifestyle, have a balanced diet, and they can eat every day. Maybe too much in some case, but it's still better to eat than don't eat. And they are living in really better hygienic conditions. And now there are vaccination, there are medical cures and therapies for diseases that were fatal in the past. And so the average lifespan is increasing exponentially. However, we have now diseases when we are old. No matter how healthy my lifestyle may be, aging cannot be stopped. And this is the main interest of aging researchers, basically. We are interested in the fundamental processes of aging that happen in everybody, independent of lifestyle. So we can study these aging-related diseases, we can study lifespan, because everything we think that everything is important to understand, and we are trying to make the whole puzzle of this topic of the aging process, because so far we think that aging is not programmed, it's just something that happens. You lost your functionality of your organs and you can get diseases. So it's something that is happening, and it's something that is happening not so properly, not in agreement with the plan of our DNA.
One big topic in our society and in the media is cancer. Is cancer a geriatric disease?
Yeah, basically, yes, again. I mean, cancer is a disease that is strongly linked to the aging. And for some kind of tumors, for example, colorectal cancer, aging represents the biggest risk factor to get cancer. So it doesn't matter if you are a smoker, if you eat hamburgers or other bad things, but when you are old, you have a high probability to get cancer. And after an age of 45, the risk of get cancer starts to rise exponentially. In statistical term, in Germany, one person on two will develop some type of cancer during his or her later life. So it's a very big problem for aging people. And now that the people are getting more and more old, also the social and economical life is affected by that.
There are a lot of things that are said to cause cancer. Smoking, for example. Do these things have an influence on our cell structure, or how does it work that our life become shorter when we are smoking? And I wonder why, because our ex-chancellor Helmut Schmidt was a massive smoker, but he became 96. Does it mean that he just have good genes?
Yeah, this is a difficult question. Yes, maybe he lived a long time without developing cancer, but maybe he had other problems caused by smoking. Maybe he had good genes that were able to repair mutation induced by smoke. You know, when you smoke a cigarette, there are about 3,000 of chemicals that are developing during this reaction, burning reaction. And the majority of these chemicals, of these molecules, they are not good for human. Maybe they are mutagens, or they can attack our DNA, and at our body anyway is able to repair this DNA. But if you are inducing some mutation on genes that are supposed to repair DNA, they are not more able to repair DNA. So these kind of genes for repairing of DNA, they are one of the first target during cancer development. Because if you lose the functionality of these genes, you can have other mutation occurring during along the genome. So we have to be lucky, and I would not take him as an example, because maybe he has just been lucky.
Is there a genetic limit to how old human beings can get?
The average lifespan has almost doubled during the last 150 years. However, the maximum lifespan of about 120 years has not changed. This means that 100 years ago, there were some people were 120 years old. And this is also the current situation. We are not able to find, to my knowledge, there are not people that are now 150 years old. So the maximum age that we can reach is 120. And this seems to be a genetic limit. This means that there can be a biological lifetime and limit, which we cannot overcome. So maybe in the future there will be more people living up to 120 years, but no more than 120 years.
Do you think it's possible that with gene manipulation in the future we can expand our lifespan?
This is a very tricky question. I mean, we are studying some genes that in theory can extend our lifespan. But they are more, we are studying these genes in order to try to find a cure or a therapy for some aging-related diseases. And because there are some genetic diseases that make the people older. So when there is some kids that are 15 or 16 years old, they look like a 40, 50 years old man. And maybe they have some mutations and errors on these genes that are responsible for lifespan. And so we are studying this gene to prevent or to cure some of these diseases, not to make an immortal man. This, I think this can be only seen in the film or on TV or in the cinema so far. I won't live too much longer, no, because I think it's better to have a safety limit, stop point.
Okay, back to you. At the end of July, you've been renowned with the Sofia Kovalevskaya Award, which is one of the highest remunerated awards of, for science in Germany. How does that feel?
Yeah, this feels good for me. I'm happy to have received this prestigious award. But nevertheless, I am also happy to be here in this excellent institute. I like this institute very much, and I think I'm really confident that here, with the help and the support of the von Humboldt grant, I will be able to carry out an excellent research.
So the award includes a prize money of round about 1.5 million euro for your researches in the next 5 years. There must be a lot of expectations on you now. Did you set some goals for the next years in your researches?
Yes, this prize is really is really good, and I thank the von Humboldt Foundation for that. But you should consider that the scientific and medical research is very expensive. So every day we use expensive instruments and reagents to carry out the most excellent specialized research. And for that, my goal, my aim, my long-term goal, I mean, is the identification of novel aging-dependent alterations and mechanisms that can support the development of future new therapies and medicine approaches for improving of human health. So I hope that during these 5 years I will be able to find out some new mechanisms, some new findings that can help and that can be translated for human health.
Dr. Munari, thank you very much for this interesting interview.
Thank you for your time and for this interview as well. And stay healthy and stay young. This is important.